The text of this Bible study is from Isaiah, the 6th chapter, verses 1 through 9. It is entitled, I Saw Also the Lord. Verse 1 said that in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. We have emphasized the word also because it's used as a comparative and it shows a contrast between Isaiah's former life and that which he was to experience after his encounter with the Almighty God. This encounter was to forever change his life. And he begins by identifying the date. It was the year that King Uzziah died. This would be about the same as somebody asking us, where were you when President Kennedy was shot? Well, we all remember where we were when we first heard the news of his assassination. Uzziah had been a very popular king. He expanded the boundaries of Judah. He expanded trade. He put down foreign enemies. He developed the infrastructure, as we would say nowadays. And nobody had anything bad to say about King Uzziah. However, he was lifted up with pride, he failed God, and he died after being smitten with leprosy. Well, Isaiah was from a priestly family, and he was familiar with the king's court and the political circles. We would say he was an insider. He was probably already functioning as a priest when he had this encounter with the Lord. Well, I can identify with being from what we would call priestly families, and it doesn't automatically make you pure and clean. And my name is associated in Pentecostal circles with preachers. So consequently, if you hear the name Spooner, and your daddy and your brothers and your sisters and their spouses are all preachers, there's certain things expected of you. Well, I can identify with Isaiah. He was a priest, he knew the right people, he had the right connections, and he had the proper religious vocabulary. But he probably had one foot in the world and one in the church, as we would say today, but this encounter that he had with the Lord changed all that. He was caught up, and he saw the Lord, and he saw the cherubim, the seraphim there around the throne crying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, and we know that he cried out for cleansing because he realized that he was sinful, that he was unclean. The coals of fire from the altar touched his lips and purged him, and he was forever changed. And we could say, well, what difference then does foreign trade make when we meet the one who's promised to give us our daily bread? What difference does a fine infrastructure make when it's all going to melt with fervent heat? And why do we worry about such things when we have the one who's promised to go with us even to the end of the world? And we like the comforts of life, but we see that in eternity there is another life that we should be more concerned about. Yeah, I like to drive on nice highways, but I'm walking on the King's Highway. So there is no comparison. When we see the Lord and we compare him to the things around about us, we can say, I have also seen the Lord. Isaiah saw the Lord high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. He's simply saying that when the Lord is in the temple, there is room for nothing else. When we see the glory of the Lord, there is nothing that can stand in comparison. When we hear his voice and see the instant response of the heavenly beings, we hasten to do the same. However, like Isaiah, we realize that something is missing. We cry out, Lord, I need a cleansing. Isaiah was cleansed with the coals of fire from the altar of God. We receive our cleansing by being washed in the blood of Jesus and filled with the fire of the Holy Ghost. John said that the fire of the Holy Ghost would thoroughly burn the chaff from our life. When we're touched by the coals of the altar, the baptism of the Holy Ghost, we, like Isaiah, are forever changed. We realize our heritage and cry out for power to fulfill it. We look at every aspect of the earthly kingdom we live in and at His kingdom. We look at the high and mighty of this world, and we look also at Him. We experience the frailty of this flesh and remember that this will be changed. This corruptible flesh will put on incorruption. We will be changed in a moment, the twinkling of an eye, and most of all, we, like Isaiah, shall see Him as He is. We trust that you click on the hyperlink and bring up the text that will have the many scriptures posted along with it that we've simply highlighted here. And God bless you. Thank you.